The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, still, and I am your host. And we would like to thank everybody out there in the North State that sponsors and helps us with the program to keep it on the air. Our number here is 530-605-4567 if you would like to call in. You're listening to KCNR 1460. And today is December 7th, and I know that has a lot of meaning for a lot of veterans out there.
Yes, it does.
It's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes, it is. 73 years ago.
73 years ago. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We're streaming worldwide. We also have in the chat room. No, not in the chat room. We're in the room.
We have in the studio.
We're in the studio, not in the chat room. We kind of chat in the room, but it's not really the chat room.
Not so, today. Not it could today. Be.
So we have Fred Salanti with us today from MIAP.
Thank you, and glad to be here this morning.
Very good. Very
nice.
Good. Well, let's go through the initial housekeeping here. You're listening to KCNR 1460. Go to KCNR1460.com if you have a question or comment or concern. Call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can also friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds, and highly recommend that you do. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship, where they stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and start following the Constitution.
Concept.
I know. We just listened to State of Mind of Jefferson, Jefferson's State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They're Sunday at 8 a.m. now. And also, we encourage everybody. We got the new Shasta Lanterns just came in. We'll be spreading them around all over town. And you can also go to ShastaLantern.com. And we've got a new online paper going there that's pretty much up and running. We're still working the bugs out, but we're not charging anybody for it yet.
So. Might have to, though.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie down the second. I'm sorry.
Try that again.
The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie down, let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Boy, I just barely got that out.
Having a little problem this morning over there?
I suppose. I need more coffee. Where's my coffee, Bob?
It's cooking. I can smell it.
I know. We need it.
Yeah.
Any veterans and current
events?
Well,
yes,
that we
will be
about?
Going over that with Fred. But before we get there, I wanted to let the listeners know that on Monday night at the Tea Party, we're having Commander Gibson speaking.
Right.
So I wanted to get that out over there. He's a great guy. Yeah, kind of fell in love with him a few years ago. And
does your husband know about this?
That's kind of on the side. Little does he know. See, he doesn't attend a lot of stuff, so he doesn't know I got a few of them on the side, just like Fred over here. So there you go.
So we can. He's probably not even listening now.
No, he's probably not. So I'm good to go.
So we can talk all kinds of crap.
Yes, we can. So to start with, we want to, you know, let you know that Fred's in the studio with us. And Fred, I come to know Fred about 5 years ago, and we've become very good friends and do a lot of different stuff. And with it being December 7th, you know, Pearl Harbor Day, we wanted to touch upon that. And then we also wanted to touch on a lot of the things that we do and things that are coming up in December. Is that correct, Fred?
Yes, I think it's always a very important month, and it starts today. And there is a ceremony in a short time that's going to be at the
Board of Supervisors, yes. I guess. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we have a caller on the line, Terry, and he wants to add something before we really get started here. So, Terry, are you there?
I'm here. I just wanted to add something very quickly about Commander Gibson. Monday night, 2570 Bonneview Road, at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 p.m., we're going to interview him. I'm going to have an interview with him. He is not only a local treasure, but a national one. And when he went back to Washington, D.C., with a lot of other veterans, his personal valet was Congressman LaMalfa. He is an exceptional guy, great guy. He and his wife, Mary Lou, have been together for 60 years, and I'm going to give you one quick fact to tease you a little bit. Did you know Commander Gibson actually had a tryout with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1948?
Yes, I did. I actually knew that.
Didn't know that.
Yes.
I must have told you.
I'm always the last.
No, I have an inside scoop with Commander Gibson, just so you know.
I'm always the last.
Anyway, love your show. Love this. And I think that this is going to be great Monday night. I want to encourage people to come out. If you're a veteran, if you are looking to really meet someone who has the heart of a hero, I would suggest you come and hear that interview. That's Monday night. And thanks, guys. I'll go now and eager to listen to your program.
Live long and prosper.
Thanks. While we're on that, I also wanted to add that there's actually an article in the Lantern about Commander Gibson.
Oh, yeah. There is. Oh, very good. Yeah. So go to ShastaLantern.net.
I just want to add that Commander Gibson and Cuttlefish Base, the local submariners group, attend every single funeral at IGO. And they're there in force every single day that we're there to conduct an escort. And I think that that just goes to show the character of Commander Gibson and his crew of people. And you'll hear me talk a little bit later about Cuttlefish Base and all of the partnerships with different groups in the community. But he is a very integral part, him and his group, to support us. They come to camp. They take kids that are seriously ill. They give them plaques, making them honorary submariners. They give them hats. They give them other stuff. And that just goes to show you the heart. Commander Gibson organizes the stuff for Parsons to have a Veterans Day event every year. And so involvement in the community is one of the reasons they were honored 2 years ago with the Veterans Group of the Year. And that's why. And I submitted them for that award because they just do so much everywhere.
They do. And I'm glad you brought that up about him being out at the cemetery. That's what got me interested in finding out about Commander Gibson is whenever we would go out there for services, there he was, always sitting in the front row and his fellow comrades, too.
Yes.
And that it became very interesting to me to find out who they were and what they did. So, yeah, as far as I know, he's never missed one.
He has because of health reasons or being out of town, but that's the only reason.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing. I think what we got to do is go to a break, and then when we get back, we'll hit upon all the veteran stuff that we want to get out to the people. Oh, no? We don't need to go to a break, Bob?
No, we don't have to go to a break. We could do whatever we want.
Oh, well.
This is our show.
You've got 2 minutes officially.
Oh, okay. So what do we want to start with, Fred?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we should cover in the 2 minutes is that even the last show commented about Reach Across America, and I just want to say that I was involved in Reach Across America since 2006 when it first became nationalized. For those of you that don't know, in Worcester, Maine, they make these wreaths, and they're most noted that for the past, and I don't know the exact years, but 20, 30 years, they've been taking wreaths to Arlington, and they started out with 1,500. They're up to like 50,000 now.
Wow.
And then they, in 2006, they decided to open it up to every cemetery in the United States, VA, and they sent 6 wreaths to everyone, one for each branch of service and one for POW, MIA. And then the following year, they opened up where you could donate money to buy wreaths to place on the headstones. And so that's coming up Saturday. You've heard about it. It's going to be ceremony at 12 noon here out at the cemetery. And the most honorable part is after you have a 5-minute ceremony, they take a wreath and put it on every headstone out there. Mm-hmm. And so I have a few people that I grab that were very special to me that I take wreaths to. We had children from the schools participating. It's usually a very nice ceremony. So we want to encourage everybody to go out. MIAP will take 1,500 wreaths on Friday. We start from the Walmart Distribution Center in Red Bluff, and we take them to Dixon. And they put out 1,500 wreaths in Dixon on Saturday. But we have to deliver them the day before. So we'll be busy the rest of this week doing nothing but wreaths across America. And it's an honorably dedicated event that's for veterans and for the cemeteries. And you've all seen the wonderful pictures with the snow. We have one here from IGO on the local advertisement that's right here with snow and wreaths and ribbons and how wonderful it is. And so when we're close, you just give me the high sign and we're okay, I think.
Close. I think the first year that I helped with the project out there, we had snow. And if you haven't ever been involved in it, it's really it was very touching for me to go out there. Because I believe we have about 6,000 grave sites that we place them on out there right now. I could be wrong on that number, but unfortunately, and the number keeps increasing out there. So, again, like Fred said, if you haven't been involved in it, it's a great project. It can be a family project. It's great for the kids to come out and be involved in that and learn the history to what's going on and why you do this. And
I think the biggest motto that you have to remember from Risa Costa America is that their motto is remember, honor, and teach. And therefore, we're trying to remember those veterans. And if somebody puts a wreath on a headstone, if they learn a little bit about the guy, it personalizes it. We're honoring them by putting the wreath and showing that thank them for their service. And the teach part is we want the youth and the younger people to be involved so that we can teach them how to remember and honor our veterans and our heroes.
Yes, and it's very important because in the schools, and like we talked many times on this program, it is something that a lot of the young people aren't taught. And it's up to us to teach them on the subject. So it's a good thing. And now I guess we need to go to a break, and then when we come back, we'll hit up on some more things. If you want to call in and you have a question or a comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the Nerds.
The network wants to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
For 5 years, Boomer Tech Radio has been bringing you tech news that you can use, and now we are expanding our program to a second full hour. That's right, Saturday from noon to 1 and Sunday from 11 to noon, you can catch up on the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos that affect your day-to-day digital life. We're brought to you each week by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belangi, now Saturday and Sunday on Boomer Tech Radio, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away.
Jingle love that song. Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Can't sing a lick, but hey, we're here.
I wasn't going to say a word because I'm not any better with that.
Shut up.
Actually, I'm much worse, according to my family, anyway.
Go ahead.
So there you go.
You're up.
Yep. Well, we are still here in the studio with Fred, and we are going to talk now about the Servicemen's Feast. MIP and Walmart Heart puts on this dinner every year. In December for the servicemen, we are inviting all the servicemen, police departments, and fire departments and their families to attend this dinner and the first responders. What we do is we put on a full turkey dinner with everything, the dressing, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, and dessert.
I like gravy.
Oh, we have plenty of gravy.
All right. I'm in.
So you're in. And we hold this every year at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street here in Reading. They've been doing it for 5 years. I didn't realize that you guys have actually been doing it 5 years. We serve probably anywhere from 500 to, what, 1,000 people?
We did 1,200 the second year, I believe.
Yeah. So it's quite a bit. I know a lot of people out there that are know about this dinner are asking us, when can I pick up my turkey and help cook? What happens is we allow people to pick up turkeys and take them home and cook them and bring them back to us. So they can pick them up on Thursday, right?
Right.
December 18th, and the address is at 3462. It's in Suite B on Pacelli Lane. So what else do you want to add to this, Fred?
Well, I just think that the intent of this is that as we have people out shopping, this is, happens the Saturday before Christmas, December 20th this year, and we serve in the afternoon from 3 to 7. And the intent is that as families go out and are shopping and doing stuff, they don't need to go home and fix something to eat and do whatever. They can stop by. We usually have a Santa Claus, and we don't have anything great with presents or anything, but we always do something with the kids and have coloring books or do stuff and feed everybody. And it's supposed to be just a break from the hectic things of sitting in stores and shopping. Get something to eat. You go home. You don't have to be cooking. You don't have to do it. We specifically address it to our first responders, police, firemen. And I'm talking fire, not just fire departments like local. I'm talking Cal Fire. I'm talking Forest Service Fire. I'm talking virtually
everybody
that's a public servant that works for those organizations is more than welcome. I can guarantee in the 5 years we have turned absolutely zero people away from the door to come and eat.
Yes.
And if there's any leftovers, we go around to the local fire stations and deliver more meals for those that were on call and couldn't come. We deliver the police department.
Yes, we did.
And so the idea for this is it's a big thank you. You know, I think if we look at our present environment and where we are and what's happening, I want to shut the news off and don't want to listen to all the things. But we never give enough credit to those people that stick their head out and put it on the line, whether it's a veteran in war, whether it's a policeman on duty, or whether it's a fireman going to a fire, and they and their families. I think it's the same thing we learned from MIAP. We keep saying we're here to inter veterans. Wrong. We're here to inter veterans and their dependents, which means also the wife and the children.
Yep.
They're an integral part to everything we do, and we forget it too often, and it's too easy. And I have to struggle with every law that we do across the country to make sure they add the word "and" dependents, because under Title 38, a dependent, whether it's their grandparents, whether it's a autistic child or something that could be 40 years old, but he's still a dependent child, they're eligible for everything of benefits. And so let's don't forget them. We have to encompass everybody that puts their effort into providing our freedom, providing our safety, and doing the things to protect us. We need to say thank you, and that's what this is about.
And this is something we can do locally. This affects a lot of people. There's a lot of veterans and first responders right here in the North State. Last I knew, the count for veterans alone were about 29,000. So this is something that people can do and get involved locally and make a difference and show that we care and honor those.
That's exactly right. And what happens is that we have usually 50 to 60 turkeys that need to be cooked. And, of course, it's almost impossible to cook that many on the day and be fresh. So we organized from the very first time to go out to local groups and have them take a turkeys and take them home and,
right,
and cook them up and bring them back in the trays sliced and ready to go. And it works like clockwork, and it has for 5 years. So I open up the store. We pick up the turkeys that are already partially thawed. And on Thursday from 2 to 7 at 3462 Bocelli Lane, anybody that wishes to cook a turkey can come down and pick one up and deliver it Saturday just as we're doing the meal.
And just so people know out there, if you do take a turkey, also, you supply the pans and everything. So,
yes,
you know, a lot of people say, well, how do I get it there or what do I put it in? They supply the pans to cook it in, and they supply the pans for you to cut it up and bring it. And also, at the same time, we usually have runners at the back door of the Veterans Hall. So if you don't even need to get out of your car, basically, we will have somebody take it out of the car and deliver it. So as long as you cook it and get it to the hall, we'll take care of it from there.
And if you don't want to just drop it off, please feel free to come in and eat.
Yeah, because usually there's plenty of food. I know this year, me and the what we call my ladies aren't actually going to be cooking any turkeys. We'll be in the kitchen cooking the meal, but we're not actually cooking the turkeys. And then we have Mike and them out on the barbecue that are doing hams this year, they have been.
We always have about 20 hams, so it's ham or turkey and then all the fixings.
Yeah. So if you want more information, you can also call me or Fred. You can call Fred at 226-9900, or you can give me a call at 221-0101. If you have any more questions about that, again, that is on December 20th. And we're serving from 3 to 7 p.m. And if you're interested in picking up a turkey and cooking one or two or helping us out, then that will be on Thursday, December 18th from 2 to 7 at 3462 Bocelli.
Yeah, it's easy when you come into that plaza, the professional plaza, Bocelli Plaza. You turn in between those two-story buildings, and there's another set of row behind them. You can't miss the office. I'm the only one with a flag and great big MIAP signs out on the
And you'll
corner.
See all of us out there with turkeys and boxes and all kinds of stuff. So then I think the next thing I want to touch upon, I know there's some things that you want to go over, But I would like you to talk about MIAP a little bit. You know, I'm still surprised. I go out in the community. We do a lot of work for veterans and in the community. How many people aren't aware of Missing in America Project? And I think it's something that they need to know about.
Well, I think the biggest thing most people have heard, especially regular listeners to this channel,
right,
know a little bit how we started 7 years ago. And I think the biggest thing for people to keep in mind is that we go and look for veterans and dependents that have been abandoned in funeral homes, crematoriums, county mortuaries, and we get them identified. And we'll talk a little bit later after that about a specific gentleman.
Right.
And I think most of you know in this community in 2009, we needed funds to go to Arlington to take a Medal of Honor recipient and two Silver Star recipients to Arlington. And so we did that and accomplished it in about a 6,300-mile ride on motorcycles with full support vehicles and medical teams and everything. And we grew from 37 local riders from Reading to over 3,000-plus going into Arlington. And they shut down, the Virginia State Patrol shut down all of the five-lane freeway going into D.C. And, I mean, we had driven through rain 19 out of the 21 days that we'd been on the road. But when we went into Arlington, we thought it was pouring rain, and all it was us in tears.
Yeah, I bet. Very touching. And I guess you're planning on doing that again.
Well, don't steal the thunder now. We'll wait till after the break to talk a little bit about that. But yes, that's why I brought it up, to let people think about an honorable ride across the country. You cannot believe the people that were on overpasses. Every city that we were planning to stop, they were cooking dinners. I told everybody, please, no more hockey pucks this year. For 19, 21 days, we ate hockey pucks and hot dogs.
Oh, jeez.
So, but it was a spiritual-type trip, and most of us that talked to any of us that were there were mostly still together as a group. It still stayed tight. It was a bonding feature. And I think the secret is keep in mind that we have lots of veterans, even here locally, that are eligible for burial in Arlington. And now Bob's ready.
And now Bob's ready for a break. And then when we come back, since I stole the thunder a little bit, we'll hit upon the thunder when we get back from the break. Again, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
Just a little bobsled, we call it old Saint Nick. But she'll walk into the wagon with a four-speed stick. It's candy apple red with a ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits gas, man, just watch her peel. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Ha ha! Put on your seatbelts, everybody! Put on your food belts! Oh no, it's not that time of year again! No, it can't be! It can't be! Tell me, pinch me! Tell me it's not here!
It's the most fattening time of the year, with that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip smacking a season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys.
Sovereign Mind Radio. It's getting kind of Christmassy in here, and, you know, I love this stuff.
Twisted Christmas.
It's a Twisted Christmas. You know, the next one, yeah. Well, that, yeah, you haven't heard that one yet, have you?
The one we just played.
Oh, was that the one we just played? Was Twisted Christmas the most fattening time of the year?
Yes.
I was still, we were talking.
We were busy talking in here.
That's funny.
I can play it again if you want.
Yeah, we might have to. It's the most fattening time of the year.
Indeed, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
No comment.
I slipped one in there. I was thinking of Run Reindeer there for a second. But Little Deuce Cooper.
The whole month
Saint
of December
Nick.
Is a fattening month, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, it's wow. True.
Well, anyway, we were talking on the break about the stuff with you know, Obama and Obamacare and the amnesty and just, you know, getting into those conversations, and we're going to talk some more about all this stuff as the time goes on. But you guys want to go off into Arlington?
And yeah, we want to.
The Thunder Steelers spoke. Yeah, a little while
I did about Arlington. You know, I know you guys went back to Arlington in 2009. I wish I would have been able to be a part of that, but my understanding is I can be a part of the next run. So tell us about it.
Yeah, actually, everybody has always said, when are you going back to Arlington? And, of course, I don't make up trips to Arlington just to be going to Arlington. We had two Silver Star recipients, one from Sacramento, one from Cottonwood, and the Medal of Honor recipient from Arizona that we married up the first time. So I've been just going along doing our normal business, but a couple of weeks ago we got a call about a veteran that was in Eureka. He was a professor at Humboldt State University and at the Redwoods College, and he had passed with no family, nobody wanting to claim him, and it comes to find out that this gentleman was a Spec 4 in Vietnam. And he won the Silver Star for in the middle of very, very, very heavy fighting and one of the major battles early on in the war. And a friend of his was shot, ended up mortally shot. But Spec 4 Richard Pinsick picked him up and carried him to safety and received the Silver Star for it. And in Eureka, he was kind of a local semi-hero, because he He didn't talk a lot about what happened, but he was very active in all the veterans organizations and very active doing things that helped the community and for veterans. He was also kind of a prankster. He built, if anybody went to Eureka a few years ago, there used to be driftwood art that was out mm-hmm. all along. Well, that was his class that built that. And the county and the city came out and said their dinosaurs and dragons were too scary for kids, and they made them tear down all the driftwood.
Oh, my goodness.
The next thing was they had an old beat-down drama room, and he took it and had his students paint it psychedelic colors and turned it into a most beautiful playhouse and stuff until the college regents came and saw it and made him repaint it and take it down, though it was torn and no good. So this guy was still a rebel with a cause, though, was with a degree and doing other stuff. But it's a shame for any veteran, especially somebody that has been very heroic in combat. And he did this with the 1st Air Cav. And so I went over a couple weeks ago in sleet and half rain and fog, and we picked him up, Indian Dave and I. And so we have Richard Pensack, and we are now planning Arlington 2 C-90C. We took pictures with Richard at the Pacific Ocean, and we will carry him this summer, sometime hopefully in June. I have all of his paperwork into Arlington to be verified. And as soon as he's approved and verified, we will start another trip from Reading to Arlington. This time I will do a little different in that I will pick up veterans that are eligible for Arlington all the way across the United States by the 38-some states that I have that are have active people working with us. We have over 2,400 volunteers. We will plan to do this trip just like the last time, except we'll probably end up with 10 to 15 veterans eligible to be taken to Arlington at one time.
That would be great. That, I just want people to know out there that it's not just you pick up the veteran and haul them someplace and intern them. There's a lot of people that are involved in this. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be done. A lot of research that has to be done on these individuals before you guys can even do anything, right?
Sometimes research has been in place for up to a year and a half on some of our veterans. It's nothing happens fast. In this case, we were a bit luckier in that we had his Silver Star certificate on his wall from his house and the award and his DD-214 and his death certificate, and we had legal permission to be in charge. So this one is a little bit easier, but for everybody else, it can take an very long time.
Very long time. So like you say, when you started out, there was 37 MIAP, and how many are in the organization now?
We start now with 2,500 across the nation. But remember, when we go across the country, every motorcycle group in the country is invited to join with us and ride, and we balloon up and shrivel down. And like in Kentucky, we had police escort from border to border. We had Buffalo soldiers riding with us. Every group you can imagine supports us.
Yeah. So you're planning on doing this sometime in summer, probably in June.
Yes.
And anybody can, like you say, can be part of this. I know that we're looking into being part of this year. I think you'll have more information how people can get involved, or what if somebody wanted to get involved and be part of it. What are the first steps to go?
Well, the first part is that I've got to wait another week, few weeks, probably till the first of the year, till Arlington comes back and says, "Okay, pick your date." At the time I pick the date, then I will start going out and looking seriously for others. Because if for some reason he's not eligible for Arlington, then I won't pursue this any further. But there'll be tons of articles, tons of stuff. We'll have to go back into looking at fundraising, looking at doing some stuff, doing some T-shirts, starting to write connections to get chains of motels to give us discounts and gas. And there's a tremendous amount, just aside from the legal paperwork with the Department of Veterans Affairs, there's a lot that has to go on for everywhere we go, because when you start rounding up to a couple thousand motorcycles passing through a town or through an area, there's a big factor involved there.
Right, and I just lost my train of thought. Oh, the cost. I mean, you guys are on the road for what, 21 days?
round trip
is 21 days, so it's a big commitment to go back.
Time and money.
So if you're interested, we'll keep you posted on that. I know me and some of the girls are seriously thinking about joining the ride this year. We don't ride, but there is other ways you can still be part of it. You don't have to be a motorcycle rider to be.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. In fact, the last time we hired a van for hospital, we had actually Linda and Daryl Hartman came with a big RV and a trailer that we could even put the long rider in to repair and hide it at night to guard everybody. And so we had about 10 or 12 vehicles that followed along behind all the motorcycles.
Yeah, so.
Spare tires, spare gas, spare oil.
So for anybody that's interested, you know, just let us know and we'll keep you posted. Also, before we go to the break and get in the last segment with you, I wanted you, you know, everybody doesn't realize there's many other things that MIAP does. We don't just do the services internment and things like that and the serviceman's feast, but we do a lot of different things. You head up a lot of different things, like the toy run out of Anderson for the children.
Yes.
Is one thing. And we also do what we call Camp for Life.
Yes.
Every year. How many years have you been doing Camp for Life now?
This will be the fifth year, the same as the Serviceman's Feast.
5 years. So when we come back, maybe we can touch upon that. And then I know you wanted to talk about cuttlefish a little bit before we round out the hours.
Yes.
So with that, we'll go to a break. And this is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe home where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2015. Dine in Elements and enjoy a delicious steak and lobster dinner, only $39.95.
Reservation suggested.
Or purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets, Night of the Stars. This party kicks off Wednesday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring DDJ Chris mixing it up for the headlining act Steel Breeze, performing all the funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets are only $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, and room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Elements will be open at 1 a.m. for a New Year's Eve breakfast buffet for $6.95. For all the details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash Night of the Stars, log on to windriver.com. Plus, we offer our guests a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better on the river.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Ha ha! Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts. Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be. It can't be. Tell me, pinch me. Tell me it's not here.
It's
the most fattening time of the year. With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip smacking a season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest.
Go, Bob. Now go ahead and keep rolling it, Bob. I want to hear the whole thing.
There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale flattening time of the year. While you diet, you're blowing, there's calories going straight down to your rear. The scale flattening time of the year.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I know there's food everywhere. Eggnog flowing out of fountains. It's like one big bar mitzvah. But listen, you don't have to do that. You could have small portions and make ribbons instead of fudge. You can do it. Please try.
The ribbons, that's the Richard Simmons version. We had to listen to that again just because I didn't hear it really well the first time. Because
we were too busy talking.
We were too busy beating our gums.
Yeah.
So, where were we at? Where are we?
Well, we're coming back, and I was saying just before the break about all the different things that MIAP does that I don't think a lot of people are aware of, all the different things that you, Fred, are involved in and get the community, and it's just amazing to me. We do the toy run. We do, you know, the veterans you brought up during the break, the veterans up there, McLeod, you've picked up this year. It's a dinner once a month, I believe, that they're holding at the community center up there?
Yes, at the American Legion.
At the American Legion. We've been up to the fire victims up in Weed and helped feed them. We've done the, you know, up in Wairika. We've helped with that and the wall. I mean, the list just goes on and on. I just want people to know out there that MIP is involved and does so much for the community that if you are in need or want to help or show your support, I mean, it's a great organization. It doesn't cost you anything to join. Just come and show your support. And before we went to the break, we were talking about Camp for Life. And I wanted to hit on Camp for Life because Camp for Life it's pretty touching once you get involved in it out there at camp. I mean, we've seen some of the same kids for 2 or 3 years. Some of them, unfortunately, don't return. And so I wanted you to kind of talk about why you started Camp for Life and how you got started with Camp for Life with Walmart truckers.
Well, that's a very good story because I think the first thing that I want to say is that you're hearing a lot of the four-letter alphabet soup, MIAP. If you take a microscope to MIAP, you're going to find that MIAP is our support group ladies who come and cook our meals and organize our stuff with Linda and them cracking the whip on them. They do most of the cooking. We're coordinated with AMVET's Mojo Post 4. We're also involved with a group that's called Victory Insured Through Service. Mm-hmm. You're talking that we're involved with Walmart Heart Program, which is not Walmart itself. It's Walmart truck drivers that volunteer hours. And for every 100 hours of volunteer service they do, their Walmart gives a donation to the charity mm-hmm. of their choice. We're talking about the Helifreak guys, the remote control guys that come out and participate at camp and demonstrate their vehicles and run a international event at the same time Big Bike Weekend's going on, of which Camp for Life is a recipient of funds, which is a significant amount of money that yes. helps pay for the rent the next year. We're talking about Gosh, I can't go on with all the groups that we partner with. So when we say MIAP and Walmart Heart, it's because Walmart Heart has the ability to get in and use their connections as a big retailer to get smaller retails to donate food and water and other services. Yes. We do events at the veterans' home the whole time. We've got a little hot dog machine that we served. The residents liked it so much they wanted it back every month. But that's Linda's fault because they served too good of hot dogs and we did Oktoberfest for them.
Yeah, Treva was cracking the whip on that one.
Yeah. But we do things like that, and we rented the fairgrounds in Siskiyou County and had Armed Forces Day there. We were the ones with the vets and all these groups I mentioned that brought the wall in the last time it was here about 3 years ago. We participated in the Bowles Fire by feeding spaghetti dinner up there, and we had on tap to go back with some turkey dinners, but isn't happening yet, may not happen. But we look at the community. We found that this group, the largest concentration of World War II veterans was in McLeod, and McLeod had a dinner they wanted to serve, so they were looking for help. We in turn got them to get produce on a weekly basis from a produce company. We donated money for they could have a dinner every Sunday for the rest of the year, once a month. And we gave it to them up front to help them so that it could help the veterans in those communities. Gosh, I don't know, Linda. We can go on.
There's so much. And you are right. It's not just MIP. There's so many other people that help support us and pitch in. But it's a great group of people, no matter where we go or what we're doing. Everybody is great with that. But let's talk a little bit about camp. Like I say, camp's pretty touching, and it's pretty neat what happens. And, you know, when I started with a camp a few years back, I took it for granted that, like, the camp was paid for. Or donated, I should say. Let me rephrase that. Because, you know, it's Whiskey Town, and it's through the Shasta County education system that owns, if you want to say, owns the camp out there. So I just took it for granted that they donated the facility for Camp for Life, which they don't. And we're always looking to, you know, get donations and people to help out. But, you know, talk to me about camp, because it's very touching to me.
Well, before I get into actually what happened with the camp, because I didn't answer your question from before.
Yeah.
You know, I get sidetracked easy.
I know you do.
Anyway, we have to rent that building. When I say MIAP and why MIAP is listed, it's because MIAP is a 501c3. We carry full $1 million, $2 million liability insurance. We carry for Camp for Life, we carry $50,000 life insurances on everybody that participates in our event, even on a funeral escort. Everybody from the funeral home and the family is covered with a life insurance policy, extra medical, extra anything. So if somebody crashes the roads and hits us, we don't rely just on the individual's motorcycle insurance or the car insurance. Anything from the front to the last guy in my escort is covered completely with full insurance. So in order to put these events on, it takes a 501c3 to rent the fairgrounds, to cover the liability, to not have to go out and get insurance policies for event insurance every year. We carry it annually across the nation for all of my riders. And so that's why you hear MIP the most, because it's under our sponsorship, but with everybody involved.
Right.
Now, Camp for Life. What happened with that is I have a friend that I grew up with in Mount Shasta, and we were estranged for 30 years or so. We got together, and he's a Walmart truck driver, and he was also the Walmart Heart representative from everywhere west of the Mississippi. And so Walmart Heart is these truck drivers that take terminally ill children, and we have them a day that is their day of presence and everything that they can ask for on a wish list, because some don't make it. We have a trailer now that's West Coast that has 22-some kids on there. Luckily, with ours, most are still here, but the truck before, of the 20-some kids that were on there, only three were still alive. And so the touching part is we want no phones, no movies, no nothing, and we are need to provide them and their families a stress-free place to go to and relax.
And unfortunately, we're at the top of the hour, and they're going to cut us off here, but this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Another hour of Sovereign Minds is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The final act of America's longest war is playing out at a remote base in eastern Afghanistan. Soldiers at Tactical Base Camp Barry got a visit from outgoing Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel today.
The sacrifices the United States and our ISAF partners have made in blood and treasure, we don't want to see that roll back downhill.
The U.S. is transitioning now from the combat role it had for 13 years to a mission that puts the combat onus on Afghans. Make that 54 Republicans in the Senate. Louisiana's Bill Cassidy won his runoff against incumbent Democrat Mary Landrieu yesterday.
Each of you in this room cares about our country deeply. I am so honored to be the person you elected to express those concerns.
The new Senate will be sworn in next month. Luke Summers is being remembered today as a man drawn to new experiences.
The 33-year-old American was killed by Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists early Saturday along with a fellow hostage, South African teacher Pierre Corky, during a U.S.-led rescue attempt in Yemen. Negotiators say that they had earlier reached agreement for Corky to be released on Sunday. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
Dozens of lawmen from surrounding jurisdictions had to join Berkeley, California police last night to try and quell unrest that broke out when a small group split off from a larger protest over police shootings in New York and Ferguson, Missouri. The masked group smashed windows and threw objects at police while the officers returned with tear gas. Two policemen were injured. Authorities in New Jersey say two people are dead, apparently of carbon monoxide poisoning, at a recording studio in a converted factory building in Passaic. A dozen others were sickened by the gas. Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State have been selected to play in the first college football playoff, the committee making that ruling just this hour. This is SRN News.
It was September 29th, 2008, and my husband and I were counting the days till retirement. We worked hard and put a lot of money into our 401k. We had great plans to travel and live the good life while we could still enjoy it. And then the market crashed. That day, we lost nearly $100,000. Within 6 months, we lost over 65% of our nest egg. Now we're both back at work, and retirement is nowhere in sight. It's a sad story that's all too common. We heard about investing in precious metals, but we procrastinated. Don't make the same mistake we did. Current markets are unstable and every sign is pointing to a correction. You need to contact ProtectingMyRetirement.com and learn how to achieve the financial security you deserve. Go to ProtectingMyRetirement.com and get their free financial guides on adding precious metals to your IRA. You owe it to yourself to see what they have to say. Trust me, you'll be thankful you took action to protect yourself. Go to ProtectingMyRetirement.com. That's ProtectingMyRetirement.com.
North Korea is denying that it orchestrated a cyber attack on Sony in retaliation for an upcoming movie that depicts an assassination plot against the North's leader. However, an unidentified spokesman for the North's powerful National Defense Commission today is clearly enjoying the blow struck to a company he says was to produce a movie that was, quote, abetting a terrorist act and hurting the dignity of the supreme leadership. The spokesman says the attack, quote, might be a righteous deed by the supporters and sympathizers of the North, and says South Korea is groundlessly blaming Pyongyang for the hack. A Washington Post reporter detained in Iran for more than 4 months has been sentenced after a day in a Tehran courtroom. The Post reports that Jason Rezaian, the newspaper's bureau chief in Tehran since 2012, appeared in court yesterday, 5 months after he was arrested. He is an Iranian-American who holds dual citizenship. The newspaper says the nature of the charges against him aren't clear. This is SRN News. A California surgeon recently got himself into trouble for a serious mistake in the OR.
The state medical board has placed Dr. Charles Coonan Street on 3 years probation for removing an inmate's healthy kidney while leaving the diseased one intact. The Orange County Register reports the urologist, who's been licensed for 41 years, relied on memory to decide which organ to remove because he lacked access to the patient's complete medical records.
SRN's Rich Thomas in the hospital involved was fined $100,000. The inmate got a second procedure that did remove the bad kidney. Today is Sunday, December the 7th, the 341st day of 2014. There are 24 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1941, Japanese warplanes attacked the home base of the Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, drawing this country into World War II. More than 2,300 Americans were killed in the attack. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, into the second hour here, and we've got a lot of stuff to cover, so we're going to move right along. But before we do that, we need to give the website for the MIAP, which is www.miap.us. We encourage you to go to the website there and look around and try to get involved, and then the phone number.
Yeah, the phone number is 530-226-9900. And, yeah, if you have any questions or concerns or want to look more into MIAP, everything's there, financials, the whole nine. We're pretty, I hate to use the word, but transparent.
That's almost a bad word.
Yeah,
now.
I know. It's like, but
like smart.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, and if, like, again, if you ever have any questions, feel free to call Fred or myself. He'll answer anything or anything you want to put out there.
The Saul Alinsky crowd has ruined so many words for me. You know, sustainable, smart, you know, transparent.
Yeah, I mean, it's you cringe at certain words.
They actually used to mean something good.
Yeah, we got to change the meaning in the dictionary, I guess. But again, like I say, if you want to know, just go to the website at miap.us. And again, everything's
very good.
There.
Fred's a great guy. So
yeah, he is.
Thanks
and
for
so,
being
yeah,
on, Fred.
Yeah, and the Walmart truckers, a big shout out to them because just to let people know, they are not part of Walmart. Whole different gang of people, and they are awesome individuals.
Very good. So I wanted to come up with the first story here. I just got this a few minutes ago, and I haven't verified everything on the. But I think we need to throw this up and see what sticks and figure out what's going on here. This was published by Blacklisted News yesterday, and Wall Street moves to put taxpayers on the hook for derivatives trades. Now, 5 years after the Wall Street coup of 2008, it appears that the U.S. House of Representatives is bought and paid for as ever. Now, this is a left-leaning website, but take all this stuff with a grain of salt. But I want to know what's going on. We heard that Citigroup crafted legislation currently being pushed through Congress back in May when Mother Jones reported on it. Fortunately, included the following image, and you can go on. You can see what was included. But the gist of this is that the bill is backed by notorious Wall Street lackey Jim Hines, Democrat for Connecticut, a former Goldman Sachs employee who has discovered lobbyist payoffs can be lucrative as a career in a financial service. Yeah, the last time Mr. Hines made an appearance, on these pages was March 13, 2013, in a piece, Congress moves to deregulate Wall Street. Now, the gist of this is that Wall Street lobbyists are trying to secure taxpayer backing for the mini derivatives trade that we know is over the $200 trillion mark in just the United States, upwards of $700 trillion worldwide. And according to multiple Democratic sources, again, take this with a grain of salt, banks are pushing hard to include controversial provisions in funding legislation that would keep the government going after December 11th. Now, so basically what I'm seeing here is that they're changing the Dodd-Frank bill to put which I, in my opinion, already says that the bank who's ever holding has bank deposits is on the hook for these derivatives if they go bad. Well, now they want to put the taxpayers directly on this, so this is another end run on a bailout. But they're trying to slip this into the legislation to extend the provisions to keep
for the budget
to keep the government running. And I got to say, I got the vote right here. Congressman Malamalfa voted for it the last time. And so we need to check up on that again. I'm not rushing
What does that mean that they want to put it on the backs of the taxpayer? So if anything falls or anything, they want us to bail them out again?
That's exactly right. It's making the banking activity, the criminal activity, in my opinion, of the derivatives trading that they've been doing. It's basically the worldwide casino. And this is set up by Citigroup. According to the New York Times, this bill passed the House vote 292-122 in October of 13. 122 Democrats opposed and 70 in favor, but all of the House Republicans supported this bill. And it wasn't clear whether the derivatives perk will survive negotiations in the House. Harry Reid didn't bring this bill up for a Senate vote, but I want to know if this is in the bill. We need to do a little homework here. Is this in the current budget bill? And they're trying to slip this in. And if our guys vote for this,
right,
we need to get this pulled out. So I think we need to call our congressman and get clarification on this. And, this was both of our representatives in the North State.
So I want to get it straight. So they do the criminal act, and then they want us to pay for it.
Yeah. And yeah. So I don't know whether the congressman doesn't know about it or what's going on, but we need to find out. This is, you know, Lamoff and McClintock both supported this, and that I find that very disconcerting. But I want to throw it up there, see what sticks, and let's do a little investigative.
Yeah, let's do some homework, investigative reporting.
Yeah, do some investigative reporting. Bob's asleep right now.
But, no, he's not asleep. He's actually doing something else.
Never mind.
He's busy at the moment. But.
So there you have it. So I wanted to bring that up and let everybody look at that. And let's see what's going on. So anyway, moving right along, our next story is I want to talk about the Brent Weaver thing and the Fair Political Practices Commission that's been going on and the letter that came back this last week that basically said that, had Brent Weaver not amended his return for his campaign, that he would have been fined. And, you know, he was on a radio program basically saying, oh, I just did it to correct it. You know, I wasn't under investigation. Well, you know, I kind of looked up the definition of a lie, and it says a false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive, an intentional untruth, a falsehood. Now, you tell me, if he knew he was under investigation, which he had to know at the time he said that he was under investigation, because he had already been talking with them, and they told him to amend his return, or he would be fined, and then he comes on the radio program here and says there's no investigation, he just did it. Now, is that the kind of politician that we want down there at City Hall? I mean, I don't know. Can't be an accident here. There's a problem. So I'm just bringing it up.
Is this something that you could actually recall him over? Or he's okay because he amended it?
Now he amended it. But my understanding is with the letter that if he's caught in any kind of a campaign problem again, they will fine him $5,000 per incident. And so, this is basically money laundering is what the FPPC said. And so, it's troubling when you know that a person knew about this who's running for city council, throws it under the rug until after he gets elected, and then we find out that he was lying by definition. I'm tired of the, pitter patter of, oh, untruth, or, he said that he misstated. No, there's no question about this. This was not a misstatement. Okay, he knew. So anyway, that's the next story that I wanted to kind of get out there. And, the Shasta Lantern broke that, and Red Smith was all over it. And, he took a lot of flack for telling the truth.
Yes, he did. He, on several occasions, he had to try to, what do I want to say?
I'm not sure.
I'm just saying, you know, that people really put him on the hot seat there, and he was always having to defend himself right. over telling the truth.
Right. Well, that's what's happened. Ron Paul said it best, I think, that when truth becomes treason in an empire of lies, and we have gotten so used in the political spectrum yep. to lie about everything. I mean, transparency. In fact, I have a little thing on that here.
On transparency?
On lying.
Oh, okay. On lying?
I've got a contest. It's the famous...
Why, we need more than a couple hours for a lying subject.
Well, I've got a contest here on the most famous presidential lying. Okay? And we're going to start out with LBJ. His lie was we were attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. No. Nixon, I'm not a crook. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman. Miss Lewinsky. Yeah. George Bush, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Okay. Obama, I will have the most transparent administration in history. The stimulus will fund shovel-ready jobs. I am focusing like a laser on creating jobs. The IRS is not targeting anyone. It was a spontaneous riot about a movie. I will put an end to this type of politics that breeds division, conflict, and cynicism. You didn't build that. I will restore trust in government. Cambridge cops acted stupid. It just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your premiums will be lowered by $2,500.
Page after page.
I'm not spying on the American people. You can keep your doctor. We got back every dime we used to rescue banks, auto companies with interest. Whistleblowers will be protected in my administration. It's not my line. It's not my red line. It's the world's red line. The public will have 5 days to look at every bill that lands on my desk. If you like, you can keep your current healthcare plan. It's just like shopping on Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew nothing. We got to pull up Sergeant Schultz there, Bob. I knew nothing about Fast and Furious, gun running to Mexican drug cartels. I knew nothing about. I knew nothing about IRS targeting of conservative groups. I know for a fact that is an absolute lie. I knew nothing about what happened in Benghazi. I have never known my uncle from Kenya who was in the country illegally and that was arrested and told to leave the country over 20 years ago.
I know nothing. Nothing.
If I elected, I promise not to renew the Patriot Act. If elected, I will end the war in Iraq and Afghanistan within the first 9 months of my term. I will close Guantanamo Bay within the first 6 months of my term. I will bridge the gap between black and white and between America and other countries. Now, take your pick.
Yeah.
I think he wins hands down in the contest, which just, we're not sure which lie is the winner.
Yeah, which lie is the biggest lie?
Which lie is the biggest lie?
I know nothing.
Nothing!
And then, like you and Fred were talking about during one of the breaks about this amnesty thing.
We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
But I got to give one more. You know, you got to back to Hogan's Heroes and old Hochstetter. Who is this man?
We still don't know who this man
is. Who is this man? You know, I mean.
He knows nothing.
He knows nothing. No, okay. We'll have to let that one go, but, you know, it was fun. So anyway, what else have we got? Amnesty. The president, you know, we've got the states suing Obama. We got 17 states. This is from Yahoo.com and Reuters. Of course, you know, not all of our sources are Reuters. So
right.
This is Reuters. This has got to be true, right? It's like, mm-hmm. It's like Bill O'Reilly said, you know, hey, you can't believe anything on the internet. Do you believe everything on the internet? And my question is, do you believe anything on TV?
Even Fox News?
It was on Fox News. It's true. No. You got to vet everything. But this, it comes from John, I'm going to try to say this, Herskovitz. Okay. Austin, Texas, Reuters, a coalition of 17 states sued Obama administration on Wednesday, saying it acted illegally by issuing executive order to ease the threat of deportation from millions of immigrants. Now I'm hearing from Fred. He says it didn't make it to the Federal Register. So I'm not sure what to believe anymore. I mean, that's why you got to check everything out because you can't believe anything about anything anymore.
Yeah, I guess there was a lot of things on there, but that was one piece that just happened not to make it on there, nor was it signed, I guess. But again, like he's saying you need to do your homework and check it out because people will tell you all kinds of things out
there.
What
is this, a schoolyard playground? Hey, I'm going to issue an executive order, but I'm not going to sign it. I'm going to fool you. Neener, neener, neener. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? This is the president? That's how we're in a banana republic already. Now we're a school. Yep. We're in a schoolyard in a banana republic. Unbelievable. I mean, where do you go with this stuff? I mean, you know, a fraud among 20% of the young immigrants that are applying for protection. There's fraud of 20%. This is another one. This comes from New York Post. Okay, and that's at the nypost.com. There's fraud among 20% of the young immigrants applying for protection. Washington, one of the five applications by young undocumented. I hate that, undocumented. No, they're illegal aliens. Stop the undocumented crap. This is political.
This is PC.
PC speech at its best. It's like right out of Orwell. You know, they're really
Orwellian.
Not. Orwellian. It's Orwellian. It's true. Yep. 1984, black is not white, or black is white. You know, it's the old vampire from New York, Eddie Murphy. If it wasn't for evil, there'd be no good.
Yeah, exactly.
Therefore, evil is good.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, come on. You know,
that's kind of what we got going on exactly with everything.
Yeah, we're so stupid that we can just change the definition of the words anytime we want to, and they can mean something else that makes it much nicer.
Well, if you're
Bob's going to have the hook. He's throwing me the hook.
Yeah.
So we got 30 seconds here before the break. I'm going to come back with this story because I'm going on a tear. You know, it's a rant day. It's a Christmas rant day.
Oh, is that it? Well, if you want to rant or call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Are you interested in the future of REU, your community-owned electric utility? REU's Director Barry Tiffin will present our 2020 Draft Strategic Plan to the Electric Utility Commission Thursday, December 11th at 4 p.m. in the City Council Chambers at City Hall on Cypress Avenue. You are invited. Our industry is facing ever-changing challenges, and with your valued input, REU can obtain the highest standards and provide our customers with the best valued service you have grown to expect from REU. For more information, please call 339-7300. We look forward to seeing you on December 11th.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Nate Aberea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People returns this Sunday, noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is
No, that's the other guy. That's Bing. This is Dean.
Yeah, this is Dean.
And I love Dean. Dean Martin's great.
As long as you let me go, let me have another drink, and I was in the snow.
Yeah, so, sorry.
Might be better if you had a martini or two.
Maybe. You know, after all this stuff, you need something to drink.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like one crazy, crazy train. I mean, we had to queue up Ozzy there. But, you know, you can't make this stuff up. So where were we? We were on the five applicants of the illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing for presidents at Obama's deferred action protection has been fraudulent. So one out of five applicants of young illegal aliens applying for President Obama's deferred action protection has been fraudulent. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee said Tuesday. Representative Michael McCaul, Texas, Republican Texas, provided no details during the congressional hearing where Obama's expansion of his 2012 protective order was under scrutiny. But an aide said later that the figure, you know, cut the crap. Let's close the border off. Let's stop this crap. And then we can figure out what to do with the stuff. So, you know, I mean, this whole idea that we're just going to give these guys everything and not shut the borders down or have, you know, Obama's first job is to enforce the law, enforce the existing
yes.
law. If he's not going to do that, then any other promises that he made or any other laws that he changed is worthless. It's worthless as the paper it's printed on. It's worthless as the Constitution. The Constitution is worth nothing if nobody's going to follow it.
Yep. That's very true. And with that, I believe we got a couple callers on the line. First, we'll go to Charles. Charles, are you there this morning?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here to talk about an upcoming threat to the Constitution, or at least to Article 1, Section 1 of the state Constitution, as well as potentially the Fourth Amendment.
Okay.
Smart meters!
Smart meters. Now,
yes, the REU strategic plan has finally been posted.
Really? That's interesting.
Yes. So, after delay, and more delay, with the object of lulling opposition to sleep, they finally posted the gosh darn thing. So at December 11th meeting of the REU Commission at 4 o'clock, what a wonderful time for that.
Yeah, imagine
yeah,
that.
Well, they're going to discuss
it's better than
the
10 o'clock
REU
of the City Council.
Plan,
yeah.
And several places mentioned in there, smart meters, time of use pricing, and other similar such things. And what's noticeably missing from the document, at least, you know, as far as I've at least during the time that I've been able to look at it. I haven't been able to examine the entire thing, but what I've seen so far, not one mention of any opposition to smart meters, and yet I know for a fact that they know about smart there's opposition to smart meters. I mean, you know, people's opposition to smart meters, because they mentioned that during the so-called, during the Delphi session last November. They mentioned, we may not do smart meters because people are, speaking against it, blah, blah, blah. Here comes the...
We need Bob to cue up the organ music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because
December 11th is an interesting...
You're going to do some more investigative reporting on this, aren't you, Charles?
Well, it's time for people... Well, yeah, it's time, like to paraphrase a Russian song lyric from World War II. Stavai stra. Oh crap!
Never mind.
Velike Grod.
Okay.
Wake up, great city. Because December 11th, gotta register the comments and send them emails. btippin@ci.reading.ca.us, btippin@rupower.com. Also,
wake up out there, because this is not good.
This is the 11th. We're in the ninth inning.
Three outs. No.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's two outs and two strikes. Two outs and two strikes. Ninth inning.
So that's on December 11th at 4:00.
Yeah. This Thursday.
All right, very good.
December 11th, interesting to note, is the in 1941 was the day that Germany and Italy declared war against the United States. So the timing is of the REU commission meeting on the anniversary of that day is rather interesting.
Just coinkydink there.
Yeah.
Listen,
with the invasion of smart meters.
The invasion of smart meters, but smart's not really smart. It's kind of dumb. And
when you hit your thumb with a hammer, it smarts. Drop a heavy object on your toe, it smarts. Smart meters.
Very good.
Yeah, but, playing of the song. Wasn't there a song back in the 80s called "Der Kommissar"? Don't look around. Der Kommissar's in town.
We'll have to see. Bob shaking his head. We might be able to pull that one up. But listen, we got to move on, Charles. If you got something else, better get it out, because we got to go.
We got another caller.
No, main reason I called was to do the Paul Revere concerning the smart meter meeting this coming Thursday.
Well, thank you, Charles, for that information and getting it out.
You're a gentleman and a scholar,
and
Charles.
And keep us posted on that.
All right.
All right. And then I guess our next
Bob's all over this stuff. He's awesome.
And then I guess we got Billy Bob on the line, too. Billy Bob? Billy Bob?
Are you there, Bill?
Hey, yes.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, that last segment before Charles prompted me, you were absolutely phenomenal in the sequence of lies that has been passed upon the public. And, I don't know. I have no clue how we put up with this stuff, and anybody else would have been hung to the nearest oak tree. But
it's because we're all racist, Bill. I mean, that's the real. We're just racist.
Oh well, again, that scenario in the last segment was just phenomenal. I mean, I was just shaking my head. Plus, one other thing, is that. Maurice Johannesson was on Free Fire late last week, and he indicated that his 95-unit apartment complex that he's expecting to build is going to cost $1.5 million in city permits and impact fees.
Unbelievable.
Over
15% of the total project cost, and that is my continuing complaint that this construction industry in this town is the lifeblood, and everybody is going without work and going without incomes. And the city of Reading is standing in the way of our future. And this new city council is just going to be a chocolate mess. So I'll take my answer off the air to keep up the good work.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Billy Bob.
Very good. So, you know, I wanted to touch on something out of the chat room here a little bit. You know, we're talking about the racism and all that stuff. And I was listening to Fox News and, you know, and a bunch of other news that I always listen to. And, you know, they're saying that one of the black guys was saying that was on the commentator was saying that, yeah, this is, you know, black guys are being singled out. You know, we're talking about the Eric Garner
right.
where they took the guy. Now, I'm totally against that. I think the cop was way over the line. But you know something? If I was a white guy as big as that black guy and I resisted arrest, do you absolutely believe that they wouldn't choke me out in the same exact manner?
Uh-huh.
Really? I mean, obviously,
yeah, but if there's anything like that, and I'm sure there is out there, they won't report that, though,
that's what
at
I'm
the same
that's,
time.
That's what I'm saying. If they ought to just come up with a bunch of videos that show all the white guys getting it, too, because, you know, I don't think the cops are that discriminating. Because if you go try resisting arrest, I don't care whether you're white
well,
or black, you're
not,
you know.
First-hand experience, but I know somebody that's had first-hand experience. In this.
I know a couple
and,
people.
Yeah, and he's pretty white.
and you know, it's,
they didn't choke him out, but they sure messed his face up because he resisted arrest and called them names. And
it's like the Chris Rock video, you know, how not to get your bleep kicked by the police.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
If you're running away from the police, you can just about count on getting a whipping, you know. It's the same thing
yeah,
with resisting arrest.
Yeah, you've opened it up there. Yeah,
now,
exactly.
The cops went over the top in that instance, and no question in my opinion. But you don't think that they don't go over the top on white people the same way?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, not according to the media, it doesn't. It's just to the black people that this happens to.
I'm telling you. Now, most cops are good. I got nothing against the cops. But if you think that when you're resisting arrest that the cops are not going to, you know, they're not looking at color. They're looking at this guy's resisting arrest.
Right. They're looking at protecting themselves. They want to go home every night. They have no idea if somebody's resisting arrest, what they have or what they're capable of doing.
Now, as soon as he said, I can't breathe, they should have backed off a little bit.
Right.
That would have been the smart thing to do because this guy, you know, okay, I get it. Maybe he's faking it. But maybe he's not.
Yeah.
In this particular instance, he wasn't faking it. He couldn't breathe. He died. They should have backed off as soon as they heard that. So I believe that they should have some kind of policies where, you know, if this guy's in some kind of distress, you don't just keep doing it. But, you know, I know personally that the cops, when they're arresting you like that, they're not really looking out for your best interest at that point as far as, you
now,
know.
You kind of gave up that right when you resisted arrest or ran away or whatever.
That's the thing, and that's what they've been trained to do. And maybe we need to rethink that. But, yeah, I'm tired of this whole black thing. It doesn't matter if you're white. Try doing that. There's a white guy and see how gentle they are with you. It's not a black or white issue.
Like I say, I know somebody firsthand that in past years – Got their medicine more than once because of that.
This could be very revealing. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
moving right along into the next segment. Bum, 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 okay. But I had to get that in there. I've been thinking about that all week. It's like, really? Come on.
Well, you know, speaking of racial stuff, I just heard some statistics the other day. You know, 74% of crimes committed on black people are by black people.
Well, what I'm saying is crime is crime.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to have some standards here. You can't have people running around, doing things like, you know, resisting arrest. But I'll tell you what, as soon as the cops feel you're resisting arrest, you're going to get some sets put on you probably. Yeah. And so you just have to, you know, which I'm not sure is right or wrong. I mean, I'm not making a judgment call here. All I'm saying is that, you know, get over the racist crap. This racist crap is the...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, they make it sound like it's all us white people and the black people. And, you know, wrong is wrong and right is right. And if you stick with that, there's not a problem. It has nothing to do with your color.
This whole politics of division is crap.
Yep.
So, anyway, do we get off the subject?
All right. On to the next one.
Okay. Let's see. You know, President rewrites the Obamacare law on Thanksgiving Eve. No attention was given to the Obama administration dumped reams of mind-numbing Obamacare regulations into the Federal Register, including yet more unilaterally, unilateral rewrites of the Affordable Care Act. Really? So dropping the rules, as most Americans were very busy preparing for the holiday.
As most newsrooms were closed for Thanksgiving.
The most transparent administration in history was at it again. This stunt has even worked to keep most of the media from reporting on these rules. Yet the changes these regulations make to the healthcare law are substantial. For one, the president is redefining what health plans are adequate for larger employees, 100-plus workers, to offer. And we've been doing some study, and we're starting to work on this Affordable Care Act because we're going to have to be dealing with it in the upcoming tax season. And this thing is a monstrosity. It's a joke. It's freaking...
It's a mess.
It's a mess. When you look at the rules... I was listening to the guy reciting the rules, and I was scratching my head going, this is nuts. It's crazy figuring out how to get the credit or how to get this or how to get that or how do you determine what the penalty is and gee, how much money do you make? And you divide it by the percentage between 20,000 and 50,000, which is the poverty level.
Yeah, it was totally insane the other day when we were on that webinar. I don't think they even really know. They just make it sound like they know.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah. How we're going to put it on a tax return and figure the credit.
You know, they just turn around and they have darts. And, they just throw them at the board and, I got an idea. We'll just charge you this much, we'll throw a dot and wherever it lands, that's your penalty because we can't figure it out either.
Yeah.
So they say, I went down and had a brain scan, they didn't find nothing. Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So
it's insane.
So the president has made 24 changes to his health law by executive fiat again, from the delaying the employer mandate to allowing people to keep health care plans that don't meet Obamacare standards. In fact, the House of Representatives is suing him again. Okay. After Obama explicitly challenged him. This is unbelievable. Of course, the president says he's merely taking these executive actions to help the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Stalin said when he was, we're just forcing these people into starvation for the good of the whole.
Yeah.
Really?
And people can't see this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good.
They see it. They see it.
You're a racist, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah, I know. And I don't care about the puppies or the children or the rainbow or the lollipops. Nothing.
I've known about this for a long time. Since we were little.
Yes.
You have no conscience.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. It was me that was like that. Yes. But, you can't make this stuff up. I don't care who you are.
They seem to.
Yeah.
Yeah. They seem to make this stuff up as they go along. Okay. With that, moving on to the next segment. Excuse me. The other stuff that the local media doesn't report because they don't
have. Or the local newspaper?
The local newspaper, because there's no such thing anymore as investigative reporting, is there?
Nope. Investigative reporting is only here on KCNR.
Yep. KCNR, the Shasta Lantern.
Yeah.
And there's no investigative reporting, is there, Bob? By the. I have fraud in my throat. Hold on. Thank you, Bob. I love that.
I know nothing.
I got a good combination going there, Bob.
We just got to get Hochstetter on there. Who is this man? Anyway, we'll find that too. But moving right along, we've got the Ponzi Treasury. Okay, this is from CNSnews.com. And we've got proof. The Treasury issued $1 trillion in new debt in 8 weeks to pay old debt. Anybody see a problem with this? So we just racked up another $1 trillion in 8 weeks.
Can I do that?
Well,
personally, can I do that with my own debt?
I've been contemplating this. I'm figuring we could find a place and we could set up a printing press. I could get on my green eye shade and start manufacturing money. And what's the difference? It's all good. They call it quantitative easing. I call it counterfeiting.
Use your Visa to pay your MasterCard and vice versa.
Yeah, and can I?
What's the problem?
Yeah, can I go to the bank and tell them, that's my old debt. I need some more money.
What's a few trillion between
so
friends?
Yeah, so I can get a new debt going.
Yeah, I like this part.
Yeah,
and I could buy up everything in Shasta County and be the king.
I was going to say something. Almost did it.
You know, it's like the old honeymooners thing, you know? Ralph, you know, he's saying to Alice, "I'm the king and you're nothing. I'm the king and you's nothing." And of course, Alice comes back with, "That's because you're the king of nothing, Ralphie." You know.
Zoom, boom, to the moon, Alice.
Same thing. They're the kings of nothing because they're just printing this stuff. It's unbelievable. And you can go look at this. Go to CNSnews.com and, type in if you want to find it. And this was on November 28th. Ponzi, Treasury issues $1 trillion in new debt in 8 weeks to pay the old debt. And the daily Treasury statement that was released Wednesday afternoon back in this state, as Americans were preparing to celebrate, oh, wow, Thanksgiving again. They do this all right before Thanksgiving. Aren't these guys our friends? Thanksgiving revealed that the U.S. Treasury has been forced to issue another $1 trillion in new debt since fiscal 2015 just started 8 weeks ago in order to raise money to pay off the Treasury securities in the House that Beelzebub built. How do you say I guess Satan's good enough. to raise the money to pay off the Treasury securities to cover the new deficit spending by the government. You know, Alan Greenspan said deficit spending is just a way of raising taxes and confiscating the wealth of the country. It was a Ponzi scheme. You can look that up. It was his thesis in college. And so, you know, during those 8 weeks, the Treasury took in $341 billion in revenues. That was a record for the period between August 1st and November 25th. But that record in revenues was not enough to finance ongoing government spending, let alone pay off the old debt that matured. Can you say sovereign default? It's coming.
Yes.
And you better wake up and figure it out and start storing some food and get ready for a real problem, because you just can't keep counterfeiting money with no repercussions. Okay, that's why they said in the Constitution originally, only gold and silver shall be legal tender, because they knew that if you counterfeited money, sooner or later you would have an economic collapse and there would be problems, because they had lived it. Go look up the Continental. So with that, I think, did I beat that horse to death?
Yeah, I think you did on that one. Yeah, I think we have a little bit of time before we have to go to a break.
Oh, just me says it's Beelzebub. State sovereignty is always the answer. I agree with state sovereignty. I think that needs to happen. Look at North Dakota and their bank. So are we ready for a break, Bob? Is that where we're at?
We are.
All right. Yeah. We got the famous Gene Autry. I went to the archives then. I love this stuff.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Kuno Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history."
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Fall is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue,
blue, blue, blue, blue.
Just thinking. How about you? Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
No.
Not quite.
Won't
keep working at it.
The same dear. If you're not here with me, I'm the blue.
No Christmas
without you. That's when those blue memories are calling. You'll be doing all right.
your Christmas otherwise.
Here comes the big finish.
Have a blue Christmas.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. Sorry, couldn't help it. Had to do it. It's what I do at 2 a.m. at Tower Roll. So, where are we here? Federal judge sentences puts them together, forms paragraphs. No, federal judge sentences Liberty Dollar creator December 2nd to probation for 2011 conviction. Here was a guy who was making real money. He was convicted by a jury of making coins resembling and similar to United States coins, of issuing, passing, selling, and possessing Liberty Dollar coins, of issuing, passing Liberty Dollar coins intended for the use as current money, and of conspiracy against the United States. You know? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So anybody who's actually putting real money out there is a criminal.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, when you got a monopoly on criminality, hey, you're in Washington. Yay. So anyway, here's another story that I wanted to cover today. This is Christmas. Jaw-dropping video clips of government attorneys instructing law enforcement on how to acquire homes, cars, flat-screen TV sets, and other property through forfeiture. Unbelievable. So this comes from the BuzzFeed, and you could also go to Unfiltered News. And if in doubt, take it. Behind government closed doors, government officials make shocking comments about civil forfeiture. There are three kinds of people in this world. Those who are outraged by civil forfeiture, those who don't know what it is, and those who profit from it. Reminds me of when I was a kid, you know, my friend's dad always used to say there's three kinds of people. Those who watch things happen, people who know make things happen, and people who wonder what's happening. Which one are you? So this is by Nick Sibilla. And, you know, even without charging a crime on anybody, law enforcement can seize, keep cash, cars, and even homes by exercising civil forfeiture. So you don't have to commit a crime, just got to be doing something not illegal. Now that the Institute for Justice has uncovered recordings of government officials across the country making unsettling comments about this controversial power. One city attorney called his legal documents a masterpiece of deception and has won 96% of his forfeiture case. Wow, that's a shocker.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you have something they want, they just come in and say, we're taking it?
You know, me and Vinny, we got together and we decided that we don't like yous. Okay, so we're going to take your stuff. And, you know, you didn't do nothing wrong. Don't matter. We're just going to get your stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You can try it, but I do have the Second Amendment.
Well, there is that.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know?
There is that. You know, because, you know, and this is actual fact. I've got the videos, you know, they guys are setting this stuff up, you know, there's a whole presentation on this where they are offering tips how to effectively, you know, how to write an effective forfeiture complaint. If it's done well, he called it a master of deception filled with statements that are hard to deny. The deception pays off when it comes to forfeiture cases. This was from La Cruces down in New Mexico. 96% success rate. For the rest, we just make deals to settle their cases. Connolly also thought it was amazing. No owner had appealed a motor vehicle case since 2006. So it's like Vegas, you know. The house always wins.
Yeah.
The civil forfeiture forfeiture truly targeted drug kingpins, then the police would regularly seize all kinds of high-end flashy cars. But according to Connolly, we're not dealing with the Beamer crowd so much. We deal with the just down-to-earth human beings that have their cars seized. He even joked, under our ordinance, we have cornered the 1978 Cadillac motor vehicle part of southern New Mexico.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I find this particularly amusing because I used to live in southern New Mexico.
Yeah, civil forfeiture is not self-serving. We
I
don't,
totally believe it.
Yeah, we don't feel bad about it.
I didn't have a 78 Cadillac for very long either.
Yeah, according to Connolly, we always try to get, every once in a while, maybe a good car. He recounted how police tried to seize a 2008 Mercedes-Benz during a stakeout at a bar. The cops were undercover, and they were like, ah, when they saw it. Had police forfeiture been the Benz, it would have been the big seller at the police auction. But they acted too hastily, so the car was ultimately returned to its owner. Wow.
Yeah, the owner of the Beamer probably was a little bit different.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, you know, there's our, you know, so there's both sides of the coin here. You know, there is the police and the law enforcement, and then there's the citizenry. And
right.
Sometimes they're not always acting for our best interest anymore, are they?
I know nothing. Nothing.
I would say most of the time.
We're winding it down. And so we're just, what do we got, 30 seconds left and not much time. So we're going to say, you know, we'll see you all next week. Have a happy holiday season. Anything real quick before we go?
Yeah, don't forget. Reading Tea Party tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 2570 Bonneview. And we'll have Commander Gibson speaking.
There we go. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And next week, we will be talking again about Obamacare. We have a guest, so stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says an extension of nuclear talks with Iran should be used to further increase pressure on that country to abandon its nuclear ambitions. He has other worries, too.
While stopping Iran's nuclear weapons program is by far the most vital national security challenge we face, the unprecedented instability afflicting the entire region poses an enormous challenge for our security as well.
Negotiators from the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany have extended the talks with Iran until July of next year. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says this week could be a long one on the Hill.
Senator Reid, who as Majority Leader sets the Senate schedule, says there are imperative things that must be done. They include passing a government funding bill and a defense spending measure before adjourning for the year. Senator Reid also says a bill passed by the House to extend certain tax breaks.